But right now, if you're looking to escape reality for a while or possibly somewhere to entertain the kids these school holidays, a giant colourful labyrinth could be just the ticket. The Arborealis Luminarium is a giant inflatable sculpture you can walk through with a kaleidoscope of colour and accompanying ethereal soundtrack. It was installed in Christchurch over the summer. Now Aucklanders get a chance to experience it. They'll join some 3 million people across 40 countries who've experienced the various luminaria created by English designer Alan Parkinson's Architects of Air Company. Joe Edmonds is one of the Luminarium's managers. Morena, Joe, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
There's a video on the website if people want to see what it's like to walk through this thing. But what will people experience?
Well, everyone's experience is different within the Luminarium. That's what's so special about it. Because it's a standalone art piece by Alan Parkinson, the way each person experiences it is up to the individual. We've had so many different comments, like it's cathedral-like, or it's like walking through a kaleidoscope, or being inside of a womb, being inside a giant beach ball. Everyone's experience is completely different.
Interesting, the person who said womb, there is a sort of a sense of walking through some kind of body in a way, isn't there? Just explain to people, there's all these sort of different ways you can go.
Most definitely. It's so in a, much like an aquarium holds water, the luminarium holds light. But there's an absence. There's absolutely no white light inside the luminarium. It's all saturated colours. So you walk inside this giant inflatable and walk through all these round tunnels connecting each other to these beautiful coloured domes. Each dome is designed by and inspired by patterns in nature. And there's a blue dome, a green dome, a red dome, and all these tunnels are interconnect all to the big main dome, which is very much like being inside of a cathedral.
What is it actually made of? As you mentioned, so think giant sort of beach ball, but what is the medium here?
Yeah, it's made out of PVC, which is less than a millimetre thin. So it's thinner than your T-shirt. It's all cut, hand glued inside the workshop in Nottingham, and everything in there is made out of the PVC.
And how long does it take to set up?
It takes about one day to fully set it up. We usually take about 2 days to get it fully installed, set up, and have all the local stewards trained to come and present this experience for everybody.
Because that matters, because you've got to manage people through it all. I take it you just don't pile everybody in at once. How do you do it?
That's right. So we have capacity for 80 people at a time, and we've got a lovely group of local stewards here from Auckland Live who take you through the exhibition, but you wander around by yourself, but they're all inside just in case you get lost and can't find your way outside of the labyrinth.
What are some of the experiences that people have described? Because as we said, there's the visual, there's the sensual in terms of being enveloped, and then the sound. So what kind of experiences have people described?
Yeah, for sure. So we've had some really, really special experiences, especially with some of our special needs visitors. Non-verbal, I've had a non-verbal child who came through, and I could see when they walked inside, they were grabbing what they could see as physical colours in the air. And this non-verbal child all of a sudden started saying, blue, 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 and talking about the colours within inside the luminarium. We've also got a big red dome in there, which is quite confronting once you walk in. It's very bright and plays tricks on your eyes. But as soon as you can walk over that threshold, you feel this real sense of power from the colour of red. So each room has its own sensation.
Yeah, and in terms of how it was put together as a work, what kind of skill do we see on display here?
Yeah, so it's incredibly intricate in its design and how it's been put together. And Alan Parkinson's got an incredible mind to be able to formulate these from a two-dimensional drawing to an inflatable three-dimensional object. It's quite incredible.
And how long is it there for?
It's here till the 28th, so all through the school holidays you can come down and experience this amazing construction.
Very good. Thank you for that, Jo Edwards. She is one of the Luminarium's managers, the Arborealis Luminarium, this giant inflatable sculpture. You can see more on our webpage. I think there's a video there for you if you want to just see exactly what it is like to experience. rnz.co.nz/9 to noon.